sure did.
Uh-huh.
And, yet we keep trying to thrash it over, thinking, oh, well, it's probably Forest Service or... What would be? I wonder what that would be. That would be such a bright orange and big, great big headlights, the top of a mountain that's 7,000 feet high.
Was this appear to be sitting on top of the mountain?
It came up over a mountain range. Are you familiar with the Kalispell area?
Yes.
Uh huh. Well, that is the Rocky Mountain range right there. And she saw this about 2 o'clock in the morning. And so we keep, like I say, keep talking it over, thinking, oh, well, it's nothing, just... But it was, she said, it was so huge, wouldn't likely be night maneuvers. And I thought, well, I'll ask you, do they have that in the Forest Service, night maneuvers that you know?
No, the Forest Service wouldn't have anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
When did this happen?
Well, it was... Let's see, last night.
Is the party who saw it available?
Yes, she's available. I don't know if she wants to.
I'd like to talk to her.
Okay. Hello.
Hello.
Would
you like to describe what you saw?
Yes. Do you get many calls on UFOs?
Yes, ma'am.
The right department?
A lot of calls.
Yeah. Well, this was, like she said, 2 o'clock last. Well, it would have been Saturday morning, and I saw it from Summers, which is about 10 or 15 miles from the mountain range, and it was a big orange glow up on top of the highest peak, and there was a separate orange glow on this side of the, which would have been on the west side of the mountain,
and
I probably watched that for maybe 10 minutes, 5 or 10 minutes, I don't know. And then, from the east side, came 2 great big headlights in the middle of this big orange glow, coming up over the mountains from the east side.
Now, they came out of the glow?
They came, it was like this orange glow was one big light ray.
Okay.
And then these 2 huge headlights right in the center.
Okay.
Come up over the mountain towards me. And... this smaller orange blob on this side of the mountains moved up and joined forces with this other whatever that was coming over the mountain.
You mean they merged?
Yes.
Okay.
And then it was kind of a thinner ray, which I assume it was turning around when these 2 joined. And then it went back east, back over on the other side of the mountain. And then I could see the black silhouette of the mountain against this light ray, this orange glow. And then it started moving to the south and up high.
Okay.
And I watched it for probably a half hour all told.
Okay, now the largest glow, the highest one, did that have any particular shape?
No, it didn't. No.
Just a large glob of light?
Right. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Now, how about the smaller one?
The smaller one, they laugh at me. The only way I can describe it is one of these canvas wine containers that they squirt wine into their mouth, you know?
Yes.
That's the only thing I can think of.
Okay.
With that sort of shape.
Uh-huh.
It was kind of a pear shape, yes. And
okay.
I don't remember whether the peak of that pear-shaped object was connected to the other or not. I don't know. I can't say that it was, and I can't say that it wasn't.
Okay, now in comparison, how much smaller was the small object compared to the large one?
Oh, the smaller one was, it's so hard for me to describe size from that distance. It was very small compared to the big orange glow.
Okay, do you have any estimate of how big the other one was? Could you compare it with any object?
Well, let me see. If you can imagine a big orange light on the other side of the peak of Mount Rainier, something like that. I mean, it lit up the sky to a certain extent. You could see streaks of white clouds, and then dark, and then white clouds.
Okay.
And But the sky was just light. It wasn't an orange reflection that far up to see the clouds. The orange was pretty well centered around the top of the mountain.
Did the intensity of that light remain the same at all times?
Yes, it did.
Did it reflect itself off the surface of the ground at all that you could see?
Not that I could see.
Okay. But how long did you watch that?
Well, like I say, it must have been close to a half hour.
Okay. And were you the only witness to this?
During the biggest part of the light, I was. I finally went in and woke up my sister, because there has been a lot of talk in that area of seeing these objects. In fact, I have a sister coming in tonight that has seen one. She finally got up, and her first thought was the moon, but it definitely wasn't the moon, and it wasn't in the right location for moon.
Uh-huh.
And then she watched it with me for another 15, 20 minutes as it moved south and up. But she could see the light reflection and so on in the back.
Did you see any aircraft in the sky at the time?
No, I didn't.
Okay. Well, we sure appreciate this report, and if your sister would be in the mood, we'd like to hear from her tomorrow if she would like to talk about that sighting.
Well, fine. I'm sure she'd be glad to, because we were vacationing back there, and I talked to her in the morning and described what I had seen. This was Saturday morning early, and she said, well, that's very similar to what she had seen just not too long before that.
Uh-huh.
And it seems to be quite a common occurrence back there.
Well, we've been getting quite a few calls from northwestern Montana.
Is that right?
Up around Libby and Kalispell and Missoula and so forth.
No idea as to what it could be, any logical explanation for it.
Not for what you have seen, no. Sometimes when we get objects that have some kind of a shape, well, we can come up with some kind of an answer, but when it involves just a large mass of light, why, we must assume that it's an energy field of some kind surrounding a very unconventional object.
Well, it definitely was, and when I first looked at it and just saw the orange reflection, naturally you're curious and wonder. But when these two headlights come up over the mountain, then that kind of sent chills up your back, because it was definitely round light,
uh-huh.
You know.
Okay, now that was 2 a.m. That was last Saturday morning, right?
Yeah.
That would be the 18th.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, we sure appreciate your call.
All right, fine.
And we'll be looking forward to hearing from your sister.
All right, just a moment. Oh, she was wondering if that was an east number or if you were in the south end.
No, we're in the south end.
South end.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. All right, fine. Well, we'll have, they're due to drive in here just any moment, so we'll, can they call you? Are you there 24 hours a day?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
But,
right.
Specifically tomorrow, if you can make it.
Okay. Would you like for staff for you, or?
No, anyone that's on duty.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thank you.
Fine.
Bye.
Yeah, bye.